So just to finish out on CDK4/6 inhibitors, can you talk a little bit about what we know about the use of these agents in the adjuvant and neoadjuvant setting? I know there are trials out there. What are some of the key trial questions that are being asked, and do we know anything about this? I saw there was a paper at ESMO, maybe there've been others, looking at neoadjuvant letrozole palbo. What do we know about this?
Yeah, the study you are mentioning was presented at ESMO by the French group. It's very provocative because they compared chemotherapy versus endocrine therapy plus palbociclib in the neoadjuvant setting in patients with luminal breast cancer. You know, it's just hypothesis generating. The bottom line message of that small phase II randomized study is that looks like that basically the two treatments are quite comparable in terms of treatment activity, with some more activity for neoadjuvant chemotherapy in terms of PCR. But I think it's extremely difficult to draw definitive conclusions from that study. It's a phase II randomized study, approximately 50 patient per arms. I think we have to wait for the results of the large adjuvant trials. These are going to tell us how much these drugs are going to have a clinical impact in the early setting.
What are the designs of some of the major adjuvant trials, and how long do they give the palbo for, as long as the endocrine therapy is continued?
No. No, actually, there is a planned two-year treatment, and basically, the design of the three studies look very similar because actually the studies are randomizing patients versus endocrine therapy alone and endocrine therapy plus the CDK4/6 inhibitor for the first 2 years of therapy. Please don't ask me why 2 years, because there is no rationale for that. I think it's a sort of compromise between combining the endocrine therapy with the CDK4/6 inhibitor for as much long time you can, and at the same time, taking into account the risk of toxicity. So there is this sort of magic number that is 2 years, but there is no rationale. Actually, I think it would be extremely important to have in such a studies a third arm where you challenge the 2 years concept, perhaps having a third arm where you give just 1 year of the CDK4/6 inhibitor. I don't know. I think this would have been important, but unfortunately, this is not the case in any of the three adjuvant trials that are ready to start or have just started.
Any guesses when we might see some answers from those trials?
Well, I think that we have to wait for. I mean, they are recruiting quite well, but you know, this is luminal breast cancer. We need follow-up, so I wouldn't expect the results before 2020, 2021.
Wow.